Module 2. Integrated Task. Part A. Situation. You are Matthew Wong, a student reporter for the youth magazine City Teens. During your summer holiday, you and other student reporters are work shadowing the film director, Mr. Alan Duval, to gather some information for the magazine. You will have a total of 3 tasks to do. Follow the instructions in the question answer book and on the recording to complete the tasks. You have 2 minutes to familiarize yourself with tasks 1 to 3 before the recording begins. Task 1. The director is now looking for the main actress for his new film, Cyborg Laura. He is interviewing 4 actresses. Take the notes for him as you listen. Interview 1.
So, Alice, thanks for coming in for this interview.
Thank you for inviting me.
When I saw your photos, I thought your image was perfect for this character. Let me tell you more about the character. She's actually a cyborg. She has a human brain inside an artificial body, and she works as a secret agent.
Wow, that sounds really interesting.
Please read this text for me, and we'll see how it goes.
With all governments cracking down on personal freedom, with everyone living under public electronic surveillance, there is a responsibility for every free person to fight back wherever possible. How did I do?
Okay, thank you very much. We'll contact you later.
Thank you.
Wow, what a terrible actress.
Interview 2.
Hi, Sandra. Come in, please. Thanks for coming in today.
You're welcome.
Okay, Sandra. Let me tell you more about the character we want you to play. She's actually a cyborg. She has a human brain inside an artificial body, and she works as a secret agent.
Really? Why?
Well, the people on Earth don't like cyborgs, so she has to stay hidden away, and she's suited to be an agent.
It seems strange, though, especially for a woman. Why not just live out in the countryside?
Anyway, she doesn't like all the rules in society. Let me hear you read this text.
With all governments cracking down on personal freedom, with everyone living under public electronic surveillance, there is a responsibility for every free person to fight back wherever possible. God, what does that mean?
Well, never mind. You read very well. We'll be in touch.
All right. Thank you.
What do you think, Matthew? I think she has a pretty face for the role. Likewise, a pretty face, but she absolutely has no understanding of the character. I can't imagine if I have to explain every line in the script to her.
Interview 3.
Hi, come in, please. It's Annie, right?
Yes, Annie Ho. It's an honour to meet you.
Thank you. I'd like you to read a passage from the film, okay?
Okay. With all governments cracking down on personal freedom, with everyone living under public electronic surveillance, there is a responsibility for every free person to fight back wherever possible.
Try it again with more anger.
Why do I have to be angry?
Because in this role, you are protecting the humans against their loss of freedom.
Okay. With all governments cracking down on personal freedom, with everyone living under public electronic surveillance, there is a responsibility for every free person to fight back wherever possible.
Which do you think is better?
Oh, I don't know. I just did it because you told me to be angry.
I see. We'll contact you later. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I think she would be easy to work with. It's nice to meet somebody who listens to the director. Still, something's missing. The character needs a more energetic actress. However, she doesn't seem to be capable of that.
Interview 4.
Come in.
Hi, Mr. Duval. I'm Natalie.
Nice to meet you.
Well, can you tell me a bit about the part?
The character is actually a cyborg. She has a human brain inside an artificial body, and she works as a secret agent. The film is a sci-fi thriller.
I don't usually do science fiction. I prefer drama and action films.
I see. Well, the film is also about the defense of the human race. Would you like to read a few lines?
I suppose so. With all governments cracking down on personal freedom, with everyone living under public electronic surveillance, there is a responsibility for every free person to fight back wherever possible.
That's very good. That's just the way I imagined the character speaking. Your speaking style suits the character very well.
Of course. I am an actress, after all. Still, I don't think that acting as a robot will make use of my skills.
Well, anyway, thank you for coming in. I would never be able to work with her. She would never follow my instructions.
This is the end of task 1.